Mr. Belafonte. It's Mayo. Mayo. Melinda Mayo. She's Arkansas's TV sweetheart, and she's joining the guys from Morning Mayhem.
Melinda Mayo on Morning Mayhem is brought to you by Sanders Ground Essentials, where great lawns start today. On the web at sandersground.com.
Good morning, Melinda.
Good morning, guys. Hey, Justin, just wait till you have three weddings to pay for.
Good point. Don't remind me.
Good point.
Congratulations, though, to those girls.
Thank you.
All right, you're an expert in all things weather, Melinda, even though you've retired from the game. How do you say? I know that you know. What are you seeing now? And I guess yesterday, what you said was the hottest day in 3 years for us. Is that right?
Yeah, almost. So the hottest day in 3 years. We hit 107 yesterday. So we beat the daily record for that day, which was set back in 1962. The record was 105. So we went ahead to 107. Yeah, hottest day in 3 years. Hottest day of this year, obviously. And we've now had 16 days in a row with 100 degrees or more.
That's brutal.
So we went back and looked at some of the summers where we had a lot of days at 100 or more. In 2012, we had 29. So that was a hot summer back in 2012.
Wow. Yeah, that's
nuts. It's just, man. So what I can tell you is it won't be 107. Today and the next few days. We've got a front trying to kind of sag down into the state, and it's just going to take the edge off the heat. I can't promise much relief, but today, about 102 instead of 107.
Wow.
So better, not great. Hard to believe. We're thankful for even that. It looks like 100 or greater probably for another week. And then it looks like we come down at least to the upper 90s. So that's a good thing. A 30% rain chance today. Keep your fingers crossed. I think the southern, central, and south Arkansas had the best chance of that. We actually had a little rain in north Arkansas yesterday, but hopefully that'll work down here today.
So I didn't know this. Roger was talking about it, about water restrictions in different cities. You said Conway has put one out to say you're only allowed 1 day per week to water your yard. Is that right? Is that what Conway's done?
1 day a week, it's on the weekends, and it depends on your house number whether you get the water on Saturday or Sunday. So they just put this out yesterday. If you have an even house number, you can water on Saturday. If you have an odd house number, you can water on Sunday only, 1 day a week. So that's not going to be enough, really, to keep your grass green at all.
Interesting.
Now, is that with or without a gated neighborhood?
Yeah, that's interesting. What about this? So no hurricanes this year, huh?
Man, I mean, where is our hurricane season, right? Usually by now we're talking about it, not that we want, you know, big hurricanes, but sometimes a tropical system this time of year coming up into the Gulf, hopefully not too bad, is our rainmaker this time of year, and we don't even have that working for us. So we've only had three kind of short-lived named storms so far. We've had Arthur, we had Bertha, because remember we played Bertha's song, and then we just briefly had Cristobal or Cristobal. I've heard it both ways, and that's all we've had, so we're behind. So this is the quietest start to a hurricane season since like 1998, so the quietest hurricane season this century. And really, we were expecting it to be a slow one because of El Nino. I don't know if y'all heard about, you know, El Nino versus La Nina. It's these weather patterns, but we're in an El Nino. It's considered to be pretty strong. And what it does is it puts a lot of wind shear over the Atlantic. So if there's a lot of wind shear, those storms just can't develop. It kind of shreds them apart before they really get going. So most of the experts say that's one of the reasons why it's just been a really quiet year.
Well, tonight, Roger is doing trivia at Mainline Sports Bar. So if you have not done trivia and you're in that area, go check him out. It's really a fun hour and a half of activities there of brain work and eating and drinking. And you also have something that's become very popular, Melinda. You're line dancing sold out the first class, and you sold out the next one, right?
Who would have thought that line dancing would be my second career? Oh. But, hey, you know, the VFW called and said, would you consider doing this just on Sunday afternoon? So we decided we're kind of limited by the room. We think it holds about 50 to have room to see and to dance a little bit. We got 50 last Sunday. I mean, sold it out 2 days before. We had a great time. My oldest student was 92 years old.
I saw that. Very nice.
Yes. She is a dog. She had her cane and a hand on a chair, and some of the gentlemen kind of helped her to make sure she kept her balance, and she was doing it. I mean, she was out there doing the electric slide. So we did the electric slide. We did a same old two-step, which isn't quite as known. I'm trying to look for really easy ones right now,
sure,
you know,
sure.
Because this is beginners. So we're going to do it again this Sunday. We just sold it out as well. I feel like Justin Moore selling out concerts,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, thanks, Trey. Thanks, Trey.
So we've added a second class Sunday for anybody who still wants to sign up. So we're going to do the first one 3 to 4 in the afternoon, the second one 4:30 to 5:30. So just head to my Facebook page. I think people just know it's low pressure. It's all beginners. It's just to have fun. $15 a head. So, yeah, I'm thrilled that people have shown up.
The last time me, Roger, and Justin, and actually Greg Hatcher and our significant others, we went to a play. We went to see Wicked, and that was the first time I'd seen Wicked. And I know you're going to see Hamilton next week. Justin and Roger and Christian, did I already ask you guys, have you seen Hamilton on stage?
You have not asked me that.
I have not seen it.
So what about you, Justin?
I haven't, no.
Wow, I thought maybe Justin, since you seem to see more plays.
Theater guy.
What is it?
He's theater,
a theater guy. So this is your second time seeing it, Melinda?
Actually, this will be my first to see it on stage. It's the second time it's come to Little Rock. So they made a big deal on 4th of July, like a few years ago. It was aired for the first time on Disney Plus, like on television. Mm-hmm. It was actually a recording of the original cast, Lin-Manuel Miranda, of course, playing Hamilton. So that's the only time I have seen it, is that one time on Disney Plus. If you have Disney Plus, you can watch it all the time. So it came to Little Rock, I think it was 2021, 5 years ago. We were just coming out of COVID, just barely. So I think everybody had to wear a mask. I chose not to go. We were still kind of being careful here at the Mayo House. And so I'm excited to go see it for the first time on stage. People say seeing that versus just watching it on television is a big difference.
Well, let me tell you. So, Roger, I tried to watch the television version. Of the play. And so I struggled to understand what they were saying. I don't know the history of this story well enough to know what in the world's going on. I feel like that's maybe why I made a C in history, maybe, in school. I don't know. But do you know all the details of the Hamilton story, Roger Scott?
I know that he was killed by a sitting vice president.
Yeah, that's all you know.
That's
you don't know the detail, but well, you got a 2-hour play. You got a lot to cover there. So
they use a lot of.
I don't know anything besides like Aaron Burr killed him.
But you got to make a 2-hour play out of it,
yeah,
Melinda.
So you're singing, you're dancing, and
did you have it? So
putting on powdered wigs.
It was tough for
What's
me.
That
to,
fun?
It was tough for me to understand. I don't know. Maybe I need to read the words of the songs before I go, so I can.
Was there anybody flying? No.
Not like Wicked.
Yeah, was there a green person?
Yeah, that was. Do we like Justin and Roger? Did we like Wicked the play?
I did.
Okay, I couldn't remember.
Well, I don't know about you.
I think we like the first. I like the first half better than the second half.
No, you did.
I've always heard the first half.
No, that's you.
Yeah, that's you.
I said it was me.
Yes, you did.
I said I didn't like the second half.
You said we.
Oh, I did.
And you said we.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
I don't remember saying that.
Well, you just did it.
I don't remember what I said 10 seconds ago.
I don't remember what I said as I'm saying the opposite.
So, Melinda, also in your notes, I see you've got some.
God bless Jessica. I can't imagine ever winning an argument with you. It's just not possible. It's not possible.
It's not.
Makes her stronger.
Jesus. Oh my God!
So, oh my
so, Bucky's. So, Melinda, you have a history with the beaver over at Bucky's.
Oh, hey! Whoa! What? Christian.
What was in his protein bar this morning that he's not even a third of the way through?
That's right.
We're gonna ask her that question again.
So what's the history there, Belinda?
Of what?
Well, so Bucky's, of course, we're all excited that it's here in Arkansas, our first one. So it actually began as a little convenience store. I mean, a little convenience store gas station in my sister's hometown, Lake Jackson, Texas. So I have been to the first ever Bucky's probably, 20 years ago. I looked up when she ran in to get our ICs, because you got to get the ICs. And I thought, well, that's an interesting logo, kind of a big Bucky beaver. And lo and behold, that was what became Bucky. So Beaver Applin, who is the co-founder, he has a partner, but he does most of the new businesses. He was the one here at the grand opening.
Right.
So he was kind of nicknamed Bucky as a kid. He had a dog named Bucky. He loved this little beaver. It was Ipana toothpaste, like back in the 50s and 60s. And it was kind of a Bucky beaver mascot. He loved that. So when they started saying, hey, we could actually make these a big deal, he named it Bucky's because of all of that. So that's where it all began. Bucky,
wow, I didn't know that.
Beaver Applin. Yeah, Beaver Applin actually goes to my sister's church. So
you know what?
The original Bucky.
That toothpaste thing, now that you're saying that, useless information. There is a part in the movie Grease where a couple of the girls, one girl is even mocking and making a brushing your teeth motion with her finger, talking about a beaver and all. I had no idea. That all just popped into my head.
Wow. The jingle. The jingle was brusha, 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 brusha,
that's
brusha, it. Brusha.
That's
brusha
in Grease.
Yes. That's it. Yep.
How about that? Small world. Well, go ahead and thank your fine sponsor there. That they're having to really struggle to help people in their yard survive.
They are. I mean, they're getting so many calls. What do I do? You know, it's just drought. The heat combined is just killing my grass. So if you are allowed, they say water at least 2 inches a week. I know Conway's not going to allow that, but if you can, 2 inches a week. So water often. Zoysia shows the heat damage sooner than Bermuda, so especially water that. Cutting your grass, like Roger said, leave it a little bit higher because that protects the roots. Yeah, it's a stronger plant if it's a little bit higher. Have those blades sharp. You don't want a dull mower blade. And they say really just the best, healthiest shape you can get it in now helps it through the winter. If it's damaged by this heat and drought, it's not going to do as well when we get cold, snow, or ice. So, you know, what you got at the end of the season makes a big difference. So that's why you need to give them a call, because they'll get it looking great. I posted a picture of mine yesterday just to say, hey, you can still have good grass if you've got the right people. So that's Sanders, 501-315-9395.
Thanks, Melinda. Stay out of the heat today.
Guys.
Talk to you next week.